And so befell that once upon a day this summoner, ever waiting on his prey, went for to summon a widow, an old ribibe, feigning a cause, for he would have a bribe. And happened that he saw before him ride a gay yeoman under a forest side. A bow he bore, and arrows bright and keen. He had upon a corterpy of green, a hat upon his head with fringes black. "Sir," quod this summoner, "hail and well a-take." "Welcome," quod he, "and every good fellow. Where ridest thou under this green shaw?" said this yeoman. "Wilt thou far to-day?" The summoner him answered and said, "Nay, here fast by," quod he, "is mine intent to riden for to raisen up a rent that longeth to my lord's duty." "Art thou then a bailiff?" "Yea," quod he. He durst not for very filth and shame say that he was a summoner for the name. "Depardieu," quod this yeoman, "dear brother, thou art a bailiff, and I am another. I am unknown as in this country. Of thine acquaintance I would pray in thee, and eke of brotherhood, if that you lest. I have gold and silver in my chest, if that thee hap to come into our shire. All shall be thine, right as thou wilt desire." "Gramercy," quod this summoner, "by my faith." Ever each in other's hand his truth he layeth, for to be sworn brothers till they die. In dalliance they riden forth their way. This summoner, which that was as full of jangles as full of venom be these warriangles, and ever inquiring upon everything, "Brother," quod he, "where is now your dwelling? Another day, if that I should you seek." This yeoman him answered in soft speech, "Brother," quod he, "far in the north country, whereas I hope some time I shall thee see. Ere we depart, I shall thee so well wiss, that of mine house ne shalt thou never miss." "Now, brother," quod this summoner, "I you pray, teach me, while that we riden by the way, since that you be a bailiff as am I, some subtlety, and tell me faithfully in mine office how I may most win, and spareth not for conscience nor for sin, but as my brother. Tell me, how do you?" "Now by my truth, brother dear," said he, "as I shall tell in thee a faithful tale, my wages be full straight and full small. My lord is hard to me and dangerous, and my office is full laborious, and therefore by extortions I live. Forsooth, I take all that men will me give, all gates by sleight or by violence. From year to year I win all my dispense. I can no better tell unfaithfully.